The first line in Surah Baqarah is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The description of the believers. So the first line of the description is believe in the unseen. And this will program the mind of the Muslim. Okay, your belief is in the unseen. There are some things that you have seen, you identify, you recognize. And there are some things that are beyond your sight, beyond your comprehension. And the first line in your belief is that you believe in those things that are not visible to you. Believe in Allah Ta'ala, yet we didn't see Him. We believe in Jannat and Jahannam, we haven't seen. We believe in all the Anbiya, we haven't seen them. We believe in the Malaika, we haven't seen them. We believe in the Day of Qiyamah, we haven't seen. So that's the first line in your articles of faith. So this is designing your mind, that your belief is going to be on what Allah Pak says and what His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and it's not going to be in what you see. You see, you understand, you reason, in your reasoning, in your sight, in your vision, there must be a flaw. But what Allah Pak will say and what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will convey, there's not going to be an iota of fraud with that. So your whole belief is structured on this. And proportionate to your belief will be the weight of your action. Belief is stronger, ikhlas will be greater, proportionately the action will be greater. That is why you see Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, the first hadith he brings is niyat, and the last hadith he brings is wazni amal, the weighing of your actions. So it is telling us that proportionate to your niyat, and your niyat is proportionate to your iman, and yaqeen will be the weight of your action. So get your yaqeen right. Then your niyat will be right, and then your weight, the weight of your action will be right. Unfortunately, this is current state of affairs, I would say throughout the world nowadays, that in the prime years of the child, in the prime of the time and the prime of his energy, he is schooled. Right? Prime of his time, prime of his age, prime of his energy, he goes to school. And from the day he steps into school and he completes matric, he's already 13 years. Then university, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, another. So by the time an average person finishes just with the primary education, it's about 18 to 20 years of primary education. But then the flaw in this primary education is that up to that point that he's in matric, he is not capable of doing any proper constructive job. But all of us in that race must go. Though he becomes an asset when he takes up a profession. But until then, there's no profession. But now the yaqeen on that is so much that my child must be. Now, this education, then how does it impact on your child? So in this whole process, there is no mention of Allah Ta'ala, His greatness, His magnanimity, His attributes, and no cognizance of the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala is out of the equation and the Akhirat is out of the equation, nothing more. So there is no such a thing like Iman bil Ghayb, the Iman on the unseen. So in the prime of his life, prime of his time, prime of his energy, It's just about what you can see, material. And you see that, so that is now deeply entrenched into the child's mind. Now, when you are relating Quran, Hadith to him, so his mind is not so much clear, because there's a lot of marks on the heart, a lot of drawings in the mind. Now, the yaqeen and iman has to filter through all that and then reach the recess of the heart. Otherwise, not reaching sabram, it's just bouncing back, going and bouncing back, going and bouncing back. So that person whose heart is clear, there's no markings, it reaches him very quickly, straight it goes. And the one through all these marks, then it doesn't reach him so early. So now, that is a concern, because it affects every person nowadays, whether in Eastern countries, whether in Western countries, because the whole curriculum in the secular state schools, this is how it's worked out. Then if you look at the media, it's the same. The media, normal media, is nothing about Akhirat, nothing about Allah Ta'ala. And every person wants to be glued, whether to the WhatsApp or whatever other news, he wants to be in the news. And you say, no, I need to know current affairs. So now, to reset the mind, the whole mind is now off, and now to reset the mind. First, you have to recognize the mind is upset. So now, with an upset mind, you have to reset. And you see, so it's not just saying, why are you not doing this? You don't realize the whole mind is upset. And when the mind is upset now, it's to be reset. That is why the Tabligh Jamaat's primary work is get the iman right. They understood it. Allah inspired the hearts. They understood what was the problem and get that. So they'll keep talking about iman yakin, they keep talking about it and get the heart right, setting right. When the setting is right, then the product will be right. But the setting is not right, then how do you expect the product to be right? Moving, then it's collapsing. Moving, it's collapsing. What's the reason? The mind is not right. So here they say, Khuda se hota hai, and here they say, Maal se hota hai. Here you say that Allah makes it happen, and here they say, you must have some material for things to work out. See that? Chalk and cheese. The mind is going in a different direction. In the time of the English, when English ruled India, for approximately 200 some odd years. It's nice to see all this history, you see. Oh, not for everybody, but some people. Otherwise, some people get caught into the thrill of the history. What happened? They're looking at a movie now. What happened next? Suspense. So, not for everybody. Mind is nice, healthy. You can read through history and can understand. Right? So, one person is working as a builder, right? Got a white foreman, it's English rule, so the bigger jobs will be the English, and you'll be working under them. So, they're digging a trench, and they pick up a big block of gold, perhaps 30, 40 kilos. In all honesty, the Muslim worker takes it and gives it, passes it on to the white foreman. Finish, over, said and done. Later on, say about 15, 18 years later on, so the same worker that was working there, the Muslim worker, he was apprehended for killing an infant child, pulling out her earring, killing the child and dumping it to a well. Anyway, so there had to be a court appearance. So the judge saw the person and requested if he could speak to the person in private, in seclusion. So I'm in seclusion. Say, aren't you the same person that dug the trench and pulled out that piece of gold, 30, 40 kilos? Said, yes. But at that time, in all honesty and faith, you brought it back. Now, just for this little small earring, not even 5 grams, and you killed the child, murdered her, threw in the well. So, what was the problem? Why the discrepancy? There, 40, 50 kilos, that could have lasted you and your great-grandchild. Right? And now here, for this small little earring, I will kill this child. So he says, what should I tell you? On that day, our hearts were like this, that honesty and truth was so deeply entrenched that just touching it was like touching swine and pig. And now our minds have all reversed, all transformed, that however you can bring that wealth, get that wealth, whatever it needs to get that wealth, accumulate that wealth, bring it. So our minds have all gone off. So now that Englishwoman was the judge, and he spoke to him in private. So when he heard the story, he dismissed the case, threw it out of court. He says, and this is a lesson that we need to learn. He says, this is a failure of our administration. Our administration, then, it was a level of honesty, justice, and goodness. So it impacted on our subjects. They were truthful, honest, and faithful. And now the administration has gone wrong. When the administration has gone wrong, so our subjects also have gone wrong. They lost the faith, they lost their honesty, and they lost the goodness. So largely it's our problem. How many of us think like this, you know, that people are going off, perhaps it's my problem. I can tell you, you were like this, you were like that, you must do this, you mustn't do that. But how many of us think in this way, that it's likely that it's my problem that these people are going off? That man, that Englishman, was honest enough to assume the blame. See, Mufti Muhammad Shafi someone writes in one place, that you see non-Muslims sometimes very prosperous. The prosperity is not because of their smartness. The prosperity is because they apply the Islamic principles and values. And you look at a thing like Woolworths, right? So what is the distinct thing that you'll find in a Woolworths product or in the Woolworths? So when I haven't been to all this place, but you hear the stories, whatever. So the two things that are distinct, then they give a very good quality, very good service. And the product is also of a good quality, right? So it will tell you also, see, this thing is not a cheap, it's a Woolworths, right? So it's a quality product, and the service also is quality. You don't like the item, then you return it, gladly they refund you. Doesn't it happen? So the service is right, and the product is right, so that attracts the clientele. So now, we need to see, all right, we are working with children, students, people, masses, etc. Then our service, is it right? Or is there some weakness within us on account of our weakness? Sometimes the house is not right, sometimes the audience are not right, sometimes the class are not right. Do we look at it in that perspective? Or say, this is why I tried with them hundreds of years, not just drinking ice with them. Do we have that attitude, or do we have this attitude? In the day of the English, they used to have like big like chain stores, you know. So they would have one store here, one store there. So they have some chain stores extending to even Saharanpur. So the bosses would be staying in centers, like city centers like Delhi or something, and they have the shops all around. So one of the workers came running from Saharanpur to Delhi. He says, you know what's happened? The fire broke out and all the shops have burned out, including your shop. So the Englishman is relaxed and he's doing some work and he's not at all disturbed. This was one of the main shops he had. And the worker came into him. The whole thing has burnt out to ashes, colors, gone. And this man is relaxed. He's not the least disturbed. Second time, when he mentions it for the third time, so the Englishman says, see, I have paid out zakat according to the Muslim law, and I'm quite certain that my shop hasn't been affected. The worker went and said, yeah, all the shops got burned down, but your shops has been spared. So this Islamic values, whoever is going to apply it, he will see the gain. And the secondary thing that he doesn't believe, so he won't get the reward in the hereafter. But in this world, if he applies the right values, honesty, truth, Islamic values, he will see the good. Right? But now all this revolves around the yaqeen. He had the yaqeen, so it worked for him. You have the yaqeen, it worked for you. And you don't have the yaqeen, now you think, oh, this is a problem, that is a problem, that is a problem. But when you analyze, this is where it comes from. The yaqeen has to be corrected. It built up. So that's why Allah mentions this in the first time, Al-Ladhin Minuna Bil-Ghayb, they believe in the unseen. So sometimes my talks are based on what happened in the course of the week. So there's two, three people or four people will help me with my morning routine. Some honey, some water, some zam, etc. So I tell them, please, when in this session you're coming to me, see, I have two sessions in the masjid and here. So let it be light, please. After when I'm finished, come back after I rested and all that, then you can tell me the heavy things. So they say, hey, this person didn't come to madrasa, he didn't come to class. His beard is not right. But tell me what afterwards, so that I can be at ease. Anyway, and I would like to come from everybody. At that time, don't tell me anything serious. But then, you're human, so it affects your mind. Sometimes I need to have a small rest. But that thing overwhelms you, you can't have that rest. Although it's important, but there is a time and a place to relate a story. They come and jam you up at that time. The trauma also for a long time, I know they know it. But now, coming for meals, they'll be rested, ease, something light. Inata poiru au, inata sadi tawaniche, inata ke, whatever, you know. So that type of thing, ladies talk, small talks, all right. But marigya, the gurigya, the hospital mache, that type of news, later on. I need to know, but later on. And eating, for me, is like a little bit of an entertainment. Enjoy, laugh, talk a bit. So I sort of rebuild for the next session. That is why they say, normal alimi ibadatun. Even that sleep of that alim is an ibadat. Why? He is trying to repair himself. He's been burnt out, right? So he needs a small time for repairing himself. When he repairs himself, now he comes to the sixth session, now he's at ease. He's talking well. But now, or talk all serious talks at that time, you're going to cause a problem for him. Mind is a mind, man is called a capacity, then understand the capacity and then talk. No problem talking anything, but there's a time and a place for everything. So, there's about three, four people that will offer the service. In the morning, someone is giving some Hakim Arshad, right? That's a Majun. Good for the brain and the mind of it. So I get it. Then I see the turn of the event. I used to serve that to my mother when she was around, right, for a long time. And now what I've been giving, now it's been given to me. See, you will serve, and it's served to you. Allah was good with it. So anyway, so tell me something light, right? So one person is saying now, you know, that kitab that came out now, Tarbiyati, Besti Seva, you know, small one, what? Call it the college? Tarbiyat. Is a too good book, man, very good. So it's light talks, and I say, well, what good you found? So now one thing I share with the children, you must not yourself advise until you ask to advise. All right, then ask now, then how do you apply it? No, there's all family, some friends that come in. So, for one girl, she must have been about 10, 11 years of age. So she was wearing jeans and tops, whatever. So my daughter, she's about 7. So the daughter shouted, she mustn't wear this, haram to wear these things here. So she said, see what we learned. You mustn't advise until you are advised. Until you ask for advice. So I heard the story out. I said, see, I enjoy this thing here, because this is now the way of the Sahaba Kiram. And the way of the Sahaba Kiram Or they do and they report. They do and they report. It's a cold winter's morning. Amr ibn As al-Diyanu needs to have a faraz ghusl, but it's icy cold, so he made tayammum. So it was reported to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he needed to have a faraz ghusl, and he made tayammum. So Nabi Sallallahu addressed it, said, but the Quran says, لا تقتلوا أنفسكم, don't kill yourself. Nabi Sallallahu smacked it off, so it was sanctioned, approved. Called the endorsement. So you will do, and you'll report. You will do, and will report. Right? One way for the person to become a very, very professional person to start off the work. أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ Mu'adh ibn Jubal, right? But then, he's doing imamat, and the people are complaining. Mu'adh ibn Jubal is doing namaz with you. They're coming to Isha namaz with us. So there'll be some namaz obviously will be after Ba'da Sulusil Layl, you know, after one third of the night. And then he's coming and performing namaz with Surah Baqarah. So I can't join up with him. So that's a complaint. And the complaint teaches Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? So one of the few times when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got very, very upset, Fatanun anta ya Mu'az, you're making fitna. I'm making fitna. So sometimes, there are a lot of things to learn, you see. But provided we got open minds, provided we got humility, then you can learn. Humility and open minds. So Mu'adh bin Jabal didn't say, you know, I'm the A'lamuhum bil halal wa haram. And here in a public audience, he's giving it to me. Fattanu anta ya Mu'adh. Didn't say that. And didn't say that, give me a title. You see, labeling, did he say that? He didn't say, you know, until you don't know how the person dies, you can't talk about him. See that? Have to be corrected on the spot. Can you see that? Then, you imma an tusalliya ma'i, or tukhaffif an qawmi. He's performed namaz with me, and salli with him, surah is like, wal layli idha yaghsha, etc. At that time of surah. But, a lot of things you learn. A lot of things you learn in their lives. But the mind must be open and the temperament must be of humility. The mind mustn't be now, am a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram. He doesn't know it, I know it. So, Bukhari Sharif has got, innama al-ilmu bit ta'allum. Knowledge comes from learning. You learn from someone. And when you're looking at the shara, that means not just the shara, you're looking from person to person. And then they quote an example that the need to learn from person to person, not just from the kitab. And the mistakes that you can make, problems you can go through. So he writes that one person would stop people from shaving their hair on a Friday. What happened? But the hadith says, نَهَا عَنِ الْحَلَقْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Nabi Samad stops halaq. Halaq means shaving on a Friday. He says, not halaq, it's hilaq. And hilaq is making small, small groups and sitting down. Because if you make small, small groups and sit down, then that's going to interrupt the making of the rules, isn't it? You meet a small group of five people and you're having a discussion. Even of deen. So one that interrupt the making up the selves. Someone came and asked, what about his boys? What they do? So that's not hilak. It's not they don't make a circle. It's two lines. But the line is in a different sequence, one facing the other out of the respect of the Quran Sharif. So the back facing the face to face, so it's two lines, and they're doing the Quran Sharif, and they're doing it right at the rear, so it doesn't interrupt the formation of the rows. So it's good they do ask. When they ask, now, if there was a doubt in their mind, then the doubt is cleared up. But the child is progressing. So now, sometimes there's an occasion to shout, and the shouting has to be done. Atiya fatan anta ya Muaz. So wasn't there some shouting? Didn't there be some show of disapproval? Had it to be done out? Or wait for Muaz to become, you know, ideal person, then he was going to perform the namaz. So the koi kaam to hi nahi hoga. As well as Hasan Basri, he says, that if someone is waiting to become 100% before he makes Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, then that's a shaitani ploy. Because who can say that he's 100%? Can't say. Karte raho, aur apne baro se rujoo bhi karte raho. Do it, and go and get it corrected, get it sanctioned. They are here, so there may be some flaw in what you're doing. And you're not going to check, get yourself checked out, so the flaw will happen, there'll be multiple problems. One problem will be that you think you're doing the right. Then your following will think that you're doing the right. In the meanwhile, you're doing wrong. Your children will think that you're doing the right. In the meanwhile, you're doing wrong. So have you left a trail of goodness or evil? That was because of not relating. Related now. See the Sahaba Kiram. Mu'adh has been reported. Right? And the other Sahabi I spoke about, Amr ibn al-As, and that was also reported and corrected. But now, you just do the work and you don't report and relate. He's leading the Namaz, Amr ibn al-As is leading the Namaz, and he's being corrected. The whole report is coming from the Nabi sanctioned it. And that becomes a standard. Now, Hidayah and all will contain it. رَجُلٌ يَخَافُ الْبَرَدُ أَيَجُوزُ لَهُ التَّيَمُّمْ أَمْلَى. You can see that. So that became a standard. When he did it, reported it, and the kiftas got it. But now if he did it, and maybe some wasn't brought before him, so it wasn't sanctioned, then what would have happened? So you see the style of the Sahabi. Do it, report, get it sanctioned, and then it becomes a standard in all the classical fiqh books. Doesn't it become? So now, sometimes the person needs to be shouted, and he must be shouted. Right? Well, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the day Nabi Sam is leaving the world, right? He's left the world. So now, he's met up, he's confronted with different odds. Mani'in, Zakat, Irtidad, all that type. And the whole contingent of the Sahaba Kiram saying, Abu Bakr is not the time to send out a Jamaat. Because you've got internal problems, and you're dispatching. So Abu Bakr got annoyed. He punched Umar radiyallahu and said, Khawwarun fil Islam, Jabbarun fil Jahiliya. These are the Jahiliya, you are a mighty person. Now you become a coward. Punched him and said, Khawwar. But today he said, give titles, labels. What's wrong with you? Hatta yu'lamu ma khutima alayh. Until you don't know how the person died, you can't say anything. Now, are you conveying the right message, or do you see the whole context? Now, say, for example, if this was not reported to us, right, then I ask you, will our knowledge be complete or deficient? Ask yourself. And if you are honest, then you will see this thing here. And if you're not honest, then Allah will take care. Because you're not being honest. See the thing, see all the hadith, how it works out. Which context, what was said, why it was said, how it was said, and then you get a true picture. See, punching him, Khawwarun fil Jahiliya, Khawwarun fil Islam, gave him a title, shouted him in front of everybody. Umar can say, I am the second best person walking the surface of the earth. Do you know that? Where I walk, Shaitan also dreads. And you treating me like a child. What's wrong with you? Wake up now. Could have said that. But Umar, now look at the truth, look at the honesty, look at the beauty, right? Up to now he's recorded. So Umar says, that I just want to bargain my one day, my whole life for that one day of Abu Bakr. My entire life for the one day of Abu Bakr, bargain it. The day of the Irtidad, the day of the Mani in Zakat. And the stability, the firmness he stood with, like a mountain, didn't shift. And I only realized the goodness when I saw the results forthcoming. One punch, what he did. Let's shout him what he did. Can you see that? Then again, the same thing. See how it worked out. See how it worked out. Context, sequence, etc. Understand it. And then we can talk. But if we don't see the sequence and we just make a sweeping statement, then it's causing a problem to people in general, to yourselves, to your own children, students, everybody across the problem. Because you didn't see the whole context, how it worked out, how the whole thing worked out, you didn't see it. Now, yeah, it took Umar some time to understand the goodness when he saw the results forthcoming. So the one punch, you see that? Again, Umar radiallahu anhu, okay, again. He's returning that punch. I'm just taking it in a lighter way, right? While Abu Huraira is going, right? And whoever says, La ilaha illallah, for Bashiru bil Jannah, take the shoes of minds, and the Bishop is standing. Whoever says, La ilaha illallah, Bashiru bil Jannah, is Jannati. Whoever says, you're not going. Punched him. Kharartu, I fell down. Look at the sight. I am the messenger of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You, with your brains, what iman? But you see the position. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi did not object to all this. Can you see that? He brought to the attention of Nabi Sallallahu, and Nabi Sallallahu did not object. Understand. Open your minds. Understand how it works. But now, everybody is not Umar, and everybody is not Abu Bakr. Understand that also. Umar is Umar, Abu Bakr is Abu Bakr. Everybody cannot assume that position. So there will be some people that will be like the Umars in that zamana. In the day of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, so there was a bidati group, like you get this Jahmiya, you get this Mu'tazila, right? And you get a whole host of these things, right? So the leader of the Jahmiya, I don't know if it was Jad ibn Adil or Jahm, so Abu Hanifa passes a statement, Anta kafir. Kafir. Today Sunnah says, passing statement until Hatta yu'lamu ma khutima ali. Until you don't know how he died, how can you say this thing yet? That means, mashallah. Your understanding is surpassed Abu Hanifa also. You're the ustad of Abu Hanifa today. See that? So understand context, how, where, sequence, what was going on, and how Abu Hanifa stood in the defense of Islam. Had he not stood in the defense of Islam, hamara kya hota? You only understand that now. Then, before Abu Hanifa, the same thing was done by Hasan Basri, the Sayyid al-Tabi'in, right? So, Sayyid al-Tabi'in, and it's a question of i'tisal, right? So, Hasan Basri says, اَتَّزَلَ عَنَّا وَاسِكِ. He's moved on. He's gone. That's. So they wait for him to, حَتَّى يُؤْلَمُ مَا خُتِمَ عَلِكِ. He's gone, moved out. اَتَّزَلَ عَنَّا. He's moved on. Can you see that? Who mentioned this? Sayyid al-Tabi'in. Today say, hey, how can he say this thing like that? حَتَّى يُؤْلَمُ مَا خُتِمَ عَلِكِ. So there must be, Mu'tazila says, for that type of knowledge, you need this type of wisdom. To understand how to apply. So their way was that they did and they reported. They did and they reported. So it's a beautiful lesson for us. Then comes Imam Malik rahmatullah. I'm showing this luminaries, right? Imam Malik rahmatullah, his zamana, right? And the person asks about istiwa, kifal istiwa. So the Sharin, right? Imam Malik broke out in a sweat, went red, shivered, right? And he says, Al-Istiwa ma'lumun kifiyatuhu either majhulun or ghayru ma'lumin, whatever words he was using. Was-su'alu anha bid'atun. Wa anta mubtadi'un. Akhriju hadha al-mubtadi' anil majlis. You are a mubtadi. Take him out, throw him out. Now, if Imam Malik didn't set the record straight, what will happen to us? You know, hatta yu'lama ma hukima alayh, can't do anything. So, Imam Malik, I ask you, what will happen to us? And then, as though we are passing a judgment against Abu Hanifa, against Abu Bakr, against Umar, against Imam Malik, today, Hasan Basri, we are passing judgment against them. As though this is allude to that. Can you see that? So, understand the pretext, the context, how it happened, how the whole thing happened, why it happened, why it had to happen. And then everybody can't do it. There'll be some people that can do it. Some people just can't do it. They can't do it. One sahabi, most of it is all Bukhari hadith, right? So one person comes complaining to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's a mayyat in that house and they're making noha. Noha is like you're wailing and crying, shouting, counting the person's achievements and crying loudly. Right? So that's called noha forbidden. So this person comes and complains to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that house, they're doing all this thing here. Don't stop them. He comes again, second time, Aisha then shouted him. Hey, you're not stopping those people there, and you're not leaving Rasulullah Paksim also. In my understanding, if you can't do that, then get someone else to do it. You don't have the heart to it. Now sometimes, understand, see, this field of hadith is very broad. And you have to see all these things here before you come to a conclusion. Right? So one person is asking me about 3 weeks ago. But Hassan was young, he couldn't go and kill the Jew, and Hazrat Safiya went and killed the Jew. But when he was a man, couldn't he do this thing here? So now the students, you have to ask them, right? Hadith is right. So I explained to him, see, every person is not cut out for every job. Every person is not cut out for every job. Some persons are cut out for the job, they will do it. And Hassan was not of that position. But then, it wasn't that he didn't stand for the defense of Islam. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus ma yunafihu anil rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until and unless this man here defends the beast of him, Allah ta'ala support him through Jibreel Isa. So he was good in that line, and he's doing it. Right? And someone is good in stopping this thing here, so he must do that. Someone is good in the front lines, Khalid ibn Walid. So he must do that. Right? Something you can't do. And you can't do it, it doesn't mean now that there is a stigma against the name of the Sahab. You know, understand? So this encouraging, all must be done. Correcting and encouraging, so you know, all the time. All the time. My son Khalil, he must have been about 4 years of age, but Khalil. So there was a mayat somewhere. So how the way is now, you go and go for condolence. So I don't drive, my brother will tell everybody, and then go for condolence. So at the mayat house, he spotted on television, says, Umar Baba, but isn't this haram, shaitan box? I enjoyed that, mashallah. At least this person has come to know that this is not right. It mustn't be done. Wasn't there a need for someone to do it? Because otherwise, they'll make istihlal. The haram they consider it as the haram they consider it halal. Right? So they will do it and they must do it. But Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah, his du'as is to be accepted. So even India's ministers would come for du'as, etc. Like they would come to the Sheikh, they would come to him as well. So now, minister, finance minister is there. India is not a small thing like South Africa. India population is the world's biggest population, 1.7 billion population. I don't know how many times you eat up South Africa, right? So now the finance minister is sitting there and he's asking Maulana Abrar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, okay, Fulan Sahib to bimar said, this person was sick in housing. Minister Sahib, khate waqt aisi baatein nahi karna chahiye. But I enjoy this thing here. is not the time to ask this type of question. Now you enjoy your tea and the lunch that is served. You ask this at a different forum, not now. But you see that straight talk, clear. Now, this must be done at every level, must be done. Because al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa nahyu al-munkar qudwatun azimatun fil Islam. It's a great pillar of Islam. Imagine if they didn't do all this, what would have happened? So they will do it, and we need to correct them. The child will do it, whoever will do it, but they'll correct them. When Zakaria was getting engaged, right? So my one granddaughter, now she was in that preschool. So in the preschool, they have to give some daily news. So the daily news, my aunt called, my khala got proposed. So the apa is asking, and who she approached to, so may have given the name. So, but I didn't see that, Mola. Who is he? Mola, papa, is haram for you to look at bed. I enjoy it, alhamdulillah, I enjoy it. So it just shows that there is deen in the house. The child understands halal, understands haram. And he's bringing to the attention of the apa that is not right with. But the child said, no, I have other, don't talk about this thing here. That apa would, her mind would get rotten. She'll pass on the wrong message, and the class would get the wrong message. Now the child has straightened the whole thing, the plane, that it's haram for you to look at men, right? Like it's haram for them to look at you. Right? Haram for you. Appa got straightened up, the class got straightened up, and inshallah, it'll be something going down the history of the child. But isn't that a great, great thing? Now the child, you mustn't talk, hatta tu yu ulama ma khutima ali. No, just keep quiet, don't say anything. But he said, what have happened to Islam? He said, the way it's supposed to be said, it must be said. Say it. Right? And you learn, keep learning. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, you learn again. So how you learn, you report. But you don't report, then you're causing problem. So sometimes, we don't understand that we may be the problem. That audience may not be the problem. Because what happens to people, you get influenced by the type of people that you are talking with. Or the people that you're in contact with, listening to this one, that one. So over a period of time, your mind is shaped like that. And you don't realize that your mind is getting shaped discreetly, slowly but discreetly, listening to that one, that one, that one, writing it down, and you're just echoing what's in their mind. In the meanwhile, what you're passing on may not be shaped correctly. There may be some deficiency in this one here, in that one, in that one. There may be something deficient. So I spell it out and I say to them, see, all these statements, don't judge and all that. That's all. Just throw it out, please. Where you need to say it, apa, to look at the man is haram. Finish, pass the judgment, kalas. Apa liked it or threw it out. But at least the class got straightened. So, hey, don't be judgmental, don't judge and all that. Then the class would they ever be right? Child would thought, no, apa asked, who is the Mulana? And says, no, this is the Mulana. Would the class go with the right lesson? For the rest of the life, their brains would all be rotten. Yeah, it was a Magda style, but got the whole thing straight away. What a Magda, you know, looks up, it's straight. So the whole class got right. They knew that this is wrong, it's wrong, kalas. End of the story. Right? But isn't that a great thing? I took a great lesson, alhamdulillah. And there is a precedence, for Abrar Sahib Rahmatullahi, there is a precedence in them also, right, that the child said it. The Mu'ad didn't object. On another occasion, there is another minister sitting by Mu'ad Abrar Sahib Rahmatullahi. Right. And Mu'ad Abrar Sahib was one of the last of the Khalifas of Mu'ad Thani Samzai. One of my personal friends, he used to tell me that he was Mufi Sunnah, right? He revived the Sunnah. So when Mu'ad Abrar Sahib was giving a talk, I see with my eyes there'll be some sitting extreme. Who is that man? He's telling me, right? A simple man, he's joking all that, but he's nice to see that. So my Abrar Sahib is giving a talk. No, he's got some guests, some ministers there, right? And his grandchild is there. And the grandchild notices that the minister is drinking the tea with the left. Are bhai hath se peete ho, shaitan. Bayat se khata pita hai. First judgment straight away. What is it? You drinking with the left, Shaitan drinks and eats with the left. That's what he says, no. Hatta yu'lama ma khutima ali. See, the whole Islam is being diluted. You know, Allah said, Darabai. You're diluting Islam, watering it down, or you are elevating it. See? Think about it. You're elevating it, or you're watering it down. People will quote all hadith, etc. And the hadith will be right. But is it in context? Is it in context or not? Mu'az was reading, or reading Quran Sharif, was right. But now, was it the right time to do the right that thing at that time? So there's precedence for all these things here. You must understand how it worked, where it worked. Then you know, all right. And that comes right when there's consultation, consulting, asking, finding out. Then your brains become mature, you observe rightly, and you're not drawing from people that are immature. So there can be people that are drawing, that are saying they are immature. Right? Now, like 40 years ago, I remember very clearly, all the Tabligh Jamaat brothers were saying, this is a shaitan box, television is shaitan box. Now you say you're being judgmental. 40 years, I remember hearing that from them, shaitan box. Now everybody got in their box, in their pockets. So much so, this morning, the class, and after the class is over, someone, Malaysian boy, is asking, but now you're saying tasweer is haram, etc. So much, you know, emphasizing with that. So I want to ask you, but the hadith says, لَنْ تَسْتَمِيَ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَ. My ummat will not agree on wrong. Cannot agree on wrong. So the jamhur is watching all the tasweer. So then why isn't it right? So I have to give it to him in his own language, right? They call it an ilzami jawab. Then you give the right jawab for the ilzami jawab. I said, ask him, in Malaysia and South Africa, majority of the people are reading for their namaz or not? So Dr. So was he mocked then? Because the jamhur is not reading for their namaz. So that this was mocked then. Right. Now, this type of answer the answer understands straight away. Then ask you, Malaysia, right, Turkey, all these places, right? Majority of the people are keeping beards or they clean shaven. Clean shaven, so that must be also finished off khalas, off the cards. See now. See, there's a way and there's a time for these things here. And our elders were very severe on this thing. Mawlana Ibrahim Miasab, Rahmatullah Ali, right? He told me himself personally. So he was in Deoband around 56, 57. So I think 2 years before Muhammad Rahmatullah, he was there in Deoband. So he must have just missed him by 1 year. But he saw him, but he didn't learn under him. So there was some minti from Clarksville or something that came in, and he wanted to meet with Muhammad Rahmatullah. And in the meanwhile, I heard that he's clean shaven. Hargiz, I'm not going to meet the person. Straight. So then the next day he came again. I mean, from today I promised to keep a beard and I keep Allah Baka's witness. Now I accept you. Made Tawbah, and I got no reason to reject you. But the firmness. On the one side, Madinah was like Arhamu Ummati. But when he came to the Sunnah, he became so strict, I don't want to even meet you. Now you get a precedence of all this thing in the Hadith. But Ansari, radiallahu anhu, he just put up a house a little bit higher than normal, right? And today we've got to justify, you know, Mawla, Hazrat, we need to have a long-term plan, man. We're going to build a house, would unbreak, big rain come, everything is washed out. So make it once and for all, you know, you're saving money. That's all justified. But he saw Nabi's face turned away, don't return his greeting. Even a demolished house straight. Can you see that? So there are precedents for all these things here. The Ansari comes, and he's had, I got some khaluk on his hand, right? Khaluk now they use, sometimes he got cracks or something, so they use it. Nabi Sam refused to greet him. Go and wash this thing out, then. Go and wash it out. Ka'b ibn al-Malik, they couldn't come to Tabuk. For 50 days, they were boycotted. Out of. So now, we leave all these things and just talk about one of these. Now I say, Are we truthful to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Are we being honest to deen? Are we being honest? Or is it a pure dishonesty? Now this always comes when there is no proper understanding. And the proper understanding only comes innamal ilmu bitta'allum. In Bukhari says kitabul ilm, says that innamal ilmu bitta'allum. Not listening to this one here, that one there, a little bit here, that side, get it just noted down. It's a very good thing for the bayan, by understand context. Where it's supposed to be spoken, how it's supposed to be spoken, when, to whom. Some places you're not supposed to be speaking, because that person's levels are too low. So when his levels are too low, you're not supposed to be saying it. You saw someone in the train with the trouser below the ankle. And he says to him, Shariat isko mana karta hai. Shariat prevents this, prohibits this. He says, Shariat ki aisi waisi. He saw. So Mona says, it's my fault. I stopped him. I tried to prevent him from something that was makruh, but I led him right till the door of kufr. See that? So Mona understands, it's a person now. How do you address that person? But now, it's not a general law. General law is something else. That's a general standard. Now this person here, he has to be addressed differently just to save his iman. Otherwise now, you make a statement like this, he doesn't have the capacity to accept. What's going to happen to him? Muhammad Ilyas Sabrahman's story is quite common, right? The student, that university student is coming, and Muhammad just hinted slightly, very lightly to his beard. Anai ban kar diya. He stopped coming. Muhammad says, it's my fault. Maine kachche tawe ke upar aata rakh diya. So now see the context. Context is different here. Context is different. Some place you have to say it, spell it out. Straight. That person comes and makes pisab in the masjid. Nabi says, stop him. Don't stop him. Quran says, right. Don't stop him. Right. Then the other person, he spits on the wall of the Qibla. And ru'iya غَدَبُهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَرَاجِيَتُ وَغَدَبُهُ. And Rasulullah was so upset at this. You could see that he's upset. Right? And then, that's Bukhari riwayat. And Abu Tawshir riwayat was that, لَا يَأُمُّكُمْ هَذَا أَبَدًا. This person must never become the imam afterwards. Can you see this? Here, for making pisab, right, overlooked. Here, just spitting on that direction was not overlooked. Can you see that? So understand the context. Where, what was spoken. What was spoken, and where was it spoken, how was it spoken. Why was it spoken? Mawlana Rahim Ilahi Sahib Ahmadullah Ali. So all this is, this talk came after the morning, my morning session, you know, the Zamzam and so all the things that are running my mind. They started me off. So the mice are running after it. But it was lighting, so Rahim Ilahi Sabr Rahmatullah Ali. So Ja'alna li kulli nabiyin aduwan. Every Nabi had an opposition. You want to speak about the right, you must get an opposition. Now you want to speak about the right in such a way that you don't get any opposition, then you're not on the way of the Nabi. Ja'alna li kulli nabiyin aduwan. So every Nabi will have an opposition. If you've got an opposition, it's a sign that you're on the right. But no opposition at all, everybody saying, hey, mashallah, what is my face of Shadmi? Tali me what? And nobody opposing you. Then you are khatra, you are dangerous. But you got some supporting and some against, and inshallah you're right. So Mawla Rahim Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he's a senior Khalifa of Mawla Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi. So he was now one of the last people who had the sanad linked direct to Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib. Anybody had sanad right to Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib from there, you know, learned directly under him. So in India at that time, he was held in very great esteem. All the likes of Mawla Tamir Hamtari, Muhammad, everybody used to go and meet him. Abdul Hayy Lakhnavi Sahib, everybody went and met him. So this is the Khalifa of Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi. Ganj Muradabadi doesn't mean Ganja, right? Please. Ganj is like a street, like, you know, Ganj. Street, which street? Ganj Muradabad. It's a Ganja word. So some words in Urdu, right? Siafam. So Siafam doesn't mean Vyasarda. It's how you say it in English, in Arabic, right? Urdu, Siafam, pure black, right? So someone says, what about this Siafam, Vyasarda? Okay. It's all different expressions. Anyway, you got this Ganj Muradabadi, right? Raham Ilahi. So every person that stands for the truth and works towards the truth, he will have an opposition. See, the Majlis started from 1960, somewhere there, right? 65, somewhere he started. So at that time, I'm small, I'm thinking, hey, why is banging out the bidatis, kabar pujari, right? So, but after some time, then I understood the goodness of that. It's lashing out. So now, nobody else should try that. Because it'll be branded as a kabar pujari. But before that, already we eat. Being puja, being such dollar as a kabar, right? A lot of people have seen it. But now when he gave that title, kabar pujari, so everybody became apprehensive. So that hard shot had to be given. But someone had to give it. For people to just put brakes. Otherwise he'll be called a kabar pujari. So his mind is clear, obviously. But he had to give that hard shot for people to wake up, to give them a wake-up call. Right? See that? Now all these things must be understood in perspective. Right? You don't understand in perspective, you're going wrong. Now, Murad Swadana is Palok Masjid. I tell him sometimes, you know. So the cameraman is there, the Nikah party going on. And people say, hey, what's going on? And all whispering, like, you know, Gujarati people, they can't say straight. They can't do it. They don't have the guts. You know, seeing Hassan, you know, he doesn't have the guts to do it. So his father went, just stripped the man, I think broke everything. He got so embarrassed, took everything and he got out of the masjid. Once for all that thing is cleared up. So you need this type of people. For Allah, you need these people. Someone to take that initiative and bust it. Right? Afterwards, more Ismail Shaheed Sahib wrote Taqwiyatul Iman. So he says, see, I know that mere kitab likhne ke baad bahut shor aawaz hoga. I wrote the kitab, I wrote it in a bit strict language because of the bidat that was in vogue in India. There's going to be a lot of noise in a lot of quarters. Lekin sab sambal jayega. Everything will settle after that. He wrote that thing and there was noise all that from different quarters. Everything settled afterwards. But there was a need for someone to take that stance. See? Now you say, no, hey, Rashid, how can he say this type of words? No. That occasion required that type of person. You need some Umar at that time. A lady is walking in the street and her skirt just went a little bit above the ankle. The Umar Tikhad group. Straight away. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas saying, see, it's no fault of this woman. She covered herself. The wind raised the skirt, right? And see, I'm cursing you. He held the tongue of Sa'd, says, you can take this whip and lash me, but don't curse me. But you see, both on their places. He's firm here and he's firm there. But you see how they keep the balance. And how important it was to maintain that balance. He had the Umar, maintain the balance. The Shari'in, they write there, that at that zamana you need a person like Umar to bring up the shokat of Islam, you know, the grandeur. You need a person with that type of a personality to bring up the shokat. Allah Pak brought him at that time, and that was the best thing for Islam. Because, you know, nobody had that type of guts, that type of determination like Umar to do it. So we're talking of Rahim Ilahi. And I say, these people are required. They are required to do these type of things. And you've got nobody to stand up in the defense of Islam. Then television, someone will say, just capture the moment. And he's sharing with your wife. Capture the moment. Just don't. Give him a couple of good shots. Because he's capturing a distorted Islam. What is it? One place he goes and does that, then he goes to Orient, and there's a screen between the boys and the girls. But you are like my sisters, my daughters. How can you have a screen? Break out the screen. So these people have to be shouted. Right? To be shouted. They'll lash back again, but they have to be shouted. Why? To set the record straight. Although, people like, I know this, my messages are going back, right? Going there. And then in Arafat, they sing also, Allah Ba, bless Mufti Sahib, all that. But they must also recognize the work we're doing. So you get all the news going this through it, but you need someone to say it. How it was, someone must say it. As I say, that whole record will be upside down. Who's going to set the record straight after that? If all is going to be lied, who's going to see? Who will say, no, that Mona did it, so it's right. He can swim and go walk around with girls and all, everybody, girls are running after him. So what's wrong if he does it? And what's wrong if we do it? What's wrong if you have a Nikah app? All right, writing up to us, you know, girls are writing for them. So you see the wrong. Can you see the wrong? So someone has to come and shout. And shout, if the thing, if the wrong is done publicly, the correction must be done correctly, openly. If it's done privately, we correct the person privately. But now, he's doing the thing wrong, openly, and do the correction in secret. Is it right? It's not right. It's open, tabu, aslahu, bayyanu. They must correct, do the correction openly, not secretly. So we're talking of Mawlana Rahim Ilahi Sahib, rahmatullahi. So a zikr attack, but I have to please complete the whole thing. I didn't realize. So now, every Nabi has an opposition. And every alim, great alim, also has an opposition. You know why? He is thinking that I am doing the work of Allah Ta'ala, right? So Allah wants me to do it, so I'm doing it. They like it or they don't like it, that's their problem. But Allah wants me to do it, so let me do it. I've got this opposition, now this whole Qawwali show. They went to have a Qawwali show right in the precincts of the masjid. Like how the masjid is outside the sect. So I said, hey, this is going to disrupt the whole tranquility of the masjid. The ambiance of the masjid must be respected. So, but now there's a crowd of 1,000 people watching this Qawwali and watching that girl that is dancing and singing to them. So how to correct this? So it's an easy way. He went straight to that girl, took her shoe and started banging her. So now, when he banged her, now she had the heart to sing. When you sing, you have to be happy. Now she's getting hurt now. She went, I should cry. She was singing now, she won't dance now. So he stopped it there and then. Now, look at our corrupt minds, right? That's what's happening to you. Now there's more corruption than then, perverted mind. So the crowd is saying, see, your diplomatic right was violated. You got the right to go and complain. We are the witnesses. We'll put him in his place. Take him to the cleaners. See that mind. Modern scholars, their minds, right? That girl says, what? I'll never do this. That girl that is singing, dancing and singing, I'll never do this here. Because see, she tore the 1,000 crowd. She came right to me and banged me on the head. And none of you all had the guts to stop him. That means this man is divinely supported. And I am going against him, I'm going against Allah Ta'ala. I'll never do this. Now she went and made tawbah to that. But you see, so context, understand sequence, where, how, what has to be done, why it has to be done. And that can only be done, as Bukhari says, innamal ilmu bitta'alluq. Don't think I got it now and it's over. Mu'az is a'lamuhu, but still you have to get the correction from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ubay ibn Ka'b also had the same similar problem. Right? And they have to get that correction from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Though here is Alamum bil Faraiz and this one is Al-Aqra'um. Both of them had to have the correction. So if we are following their line, then that type of sequence has to be followed. Allah Tawfiq Nasib Kareem.